the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you sip on something, you have like that third eye.
That's really important.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. It's not Guru's last day of work. Who said that?
What do you guys
people
know?
People are like, where's Guru going? They actually were worried that it was your last day of work.
Some would be happy. I don't know if it's work. Can I say something to you? I don't like who I'm becoming. We got TVs here in the studio. We got a lot of great people to cover the Giants, and they're on TV, Steiny. And I just think when you're on TV, I haven't been a couple times, but you owe it to the camera with this new HD to, you know, to be on point. And I looked at somebody's shoes and I didn't like them because I was like, they look like you're mowing the lawn. Like, who am I to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, somebody saw you today and said you looked hungover.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you go out last night?
No.
What'd you do?
I was at the house watching the Giants. Maybe sipping. That's what it is. No, I ain't sipped in a minute. Been about 72 hours.
All right. I know I'm, and.
Say it.
But I will, but. Okay. So I just want you to I want you to put yourself in this guy's spot.
Yeah.
You're Hayden Birdsong.
Gotcha.
All right. You're 23 years old, and you've made, at that point, he had made 21 starts. He'd made 21 starts in his entire career. By the way, I'm watching him last night in the first inning. He looks like he's 13. No, Hayden Birdsong looks like he's 13 years old. Anyway, so Hayden Birdsong gets off to a great start this year. Doesn't give up an earned run his first 9 innings. Really good start. A lot of positives. And then, as a lot of young pitchers, as will happen, yeah, struggles a little bit.
All right.
Okay, now he's got a couple starts where it's like, oh, you know, he hasn't been great.
Yeah.
Okay, now here the Marlins come into town. You're 23 years old. Now, I know we want our 23-year-olds to be unbelievable team players. I know we want our 23-year-olds to be mature beyond their years. But the reality of the situation is when you're 23 and you're playing in a professional sports league and you're struggling, the number one thing you are thinking about is finishing your struggle, is correcting whatever is making you struggle. So here comes Birdsong against the Marlins. He gets a weak pop fly and he gets a guy to roll over a soft ground ball to second base. All right. So he's got the first two outs of the game and he hasn't been pitching well. Now they say, hit this guy. All right. So you ask your 23-year-old who's struggling, got the first two outs of the game to go hit a guy. All right. He hits him. Great. He's a pro. He said, fine. You hit a guy, you get the next guy out. But he didn't get the next guy out. I think the next guy walked or got a hit. And then the guy after him homered. And now it's 3-0. Okay? And I'm sorry. If I'm Hayden Birdsong and I'm 23 years old, and maybe I'm not the most mature guy in the world, I'm absolutely thinking, okay, see, like, it would bother me that you ask me to, like, I'm struggling. I can't afford to just put a guy on. I can't. I'm not, I need every resource I can to try to win a game. And the fact that he was asked to hit a guy after the first two outs, to me, it like changed the dynamic of the game. Like you can't tell me he wanted to hit that guy, get a runner on first base. Okay. And then A to B, not directly, but now we've looked at him the last couple times and he looks shook. I mean, he looks lost out there. All I'm saying is, and I said it at the time, I would not have had him, a guy who had already been struggling a little bit and a guy who you need in the second half, and is a young guy. I would not have asked Birdsong to hit the guy. I just wouldn't. Because, again, like, he wasn't the pitcher that you should just, like, well, you know what? We got two outs. Now, Hayden, just throw at this guy. Like, that's not part of a normal baseball pitcher's routine. Like, he gets the first two outs. He wants to get out of the first inning, maybe with, like, how many extra pitches did he even have to throw because he did that? All I'm saying is I didn't like it at the time. I like it even less now. That's all I'm saying.
I understand how you feel, and I'll just say this, Nadia. If I'm Birdsong, who had been making some noise and people like what they saw from him, albeit his struggles, little struggles at the time. But, Stani, if I'm living my dream out and I'm making $765,000 guaranteed, because that's what he's getting for this season, and I'm pitching and I'm in the rotation, this is me and I mean it. I would take that as a badge of honor that my manager told me to plunk somebody and then get back mentally right and go ahead and do the
rest. He wasn't mentally right coming into the game. Like, he was struggling. Then he get, like, I feel like, in a way, like, what they did was, like, it not only hurt Birdsong, it cost them the game. They got down 3-0 in that game. And
they came back and tied it, but I got you.
They lost. The game. And they were 10 games over at the time. And now I'm not saying it's directly correlatable, if that's a word. But now you've lost Birdsong. He's gone. He can't pitch anymore. Was it because he threw at the guy? Probably not. Did that have anything to do with it? You can't tell me it didn't.
Okay.
Have a little something to do with
it. Let me read this to you, Stani, and let's try to figure it out. So his first 17 appearances this season, six of them were starts. He walked 20 batters over 52 innings.
Right.
Had a 3.25 ERA.
Yep.
Okay, and we're singing his praises like, man, the Giants got something. Over his last four, 17 walks over 13 innings pitched with the ERA 11.08. So, and you kind of just did it. If it was all just him plunking the batter, and you admitted something was going on before, I mean, how long does it last, and what do you think the number one thing on your list is of having him do this assignment?
Because again, you brought it up. Yeah. He was having control issues during, like, leading up to that Marlins start. And to me, like, he was having control issues. Like, he was starting to walk four plus guys a game. So that in and of itself would have been a reason why I'm not giving them a free base runner on first base when I'm not confident that my guy can throw enough strikes.
So is this the equivalent of an NBA team, Steve Kerr asking a rookie if they're trying to send a message to commit a hard foul?
Yeah, I would leave that to Draymond Green.
I mean, this thing.
The other thing is
this dude lost his spot, man. He's not even with the big club right now. Just on how bad he's been going.
I mean, the other thing is, like, I get it, and you said it. Like, if this is how Birdsong reacted, then he's not. I don't think he's a good pitcher anyway. Well, my counter to that would be, you know, there are a lot of young players in the league, in every professional league, that struggle early and then overcome it. So, like, I'm not saying because Birdsong is struggling right now, his career's over. We've seen a lot of guys struggle in their first couple years, and then they eventually figure it out. I mean, like, you know, a dramatic example would be Kobe Bryant, the first playoffs he ever played. Mm. He shot, like, six air balls. Yeah. Well, nobody was making a... I mean, he rebounded from that just fine. So I didn't like it.
Yeah, and I'll just say this to that. With this move, and it just went to what Dibs texted, Stani, they got two major holes, I believe. One guy able, you know, I was wondering if Verlander was going to get the ball again, and it looks like he is. You almost have no options. But, man, now as you're playing your worst baseball of the season, along with Verlander, we saw him struggle. It was nasty Friday. With this move, I mean, I mean, my goodness, Donnie, and maybe I give the point to Dibs, right now pitching might be more of an issue for the Giants moving forward than the hitting.
95-7 The Game, breaking news.
Well, while we're on the subject of Rafael Devers, the Giants lineup has just been released today. Devers will be making his debut at first base.
Wow.
And Wilmer Flores is DHing.
Now imagine, Evan, that is wow.
I guess they're not worried about his injury.
No doubt. I took that one on the chin. But, Stoney, I'll say this. Again, I'm superstitious. But, man, what if all of a sudden him playing at first, he starts coming around Devers, Flores looks like Flores, and we look back on, man, when we made that move, and I'm sure it's been in the crock pot, but, man, you could point to this as if somehow they, you know, this propels them. Like, that got us going. That was our jump start. Rafi in the field.
Well, keep in mind, he was great for the Red Sox, and he never played in the field. So he was DH and was having a good year before he got traded here.
I don't know why I'm wild, but it'll be interesting.
I mean, I don't like it. I don't like him playing first.
Best year, Stoddy, he had a position.
Right, third base.
Yeah, I got you.
He's never played. Like,
yeah, totally get
here's
that.
What I believe. I think you just put a bad fielder at first base. And I get it. He's never played there. But I find it hard to believe that he's going to be really good at first base to start.
What if this somehow unlocks him offensively, though? And until we see air or airs, we kind of just keep moving.
It's weird. Like, if he got hot right now, you'd be willing to say the reason was because they put him in the field.
I would say that.
Okay, well, one of the reasons I think Birdsong has blanked the bed is because of what happened in Miami.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I get it.
I mean, and he might get hot, but
I got to be honest. I thought, Stoney, they were going to, not that I wanted, shut them down. I thought that's where Evan was going.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
Now, I'm going to be honest, like I always am. Stoney, there can't be a ball hit to first base and we feel like, oh, he couldn't really lay out and get it because then he had no business there. So we don't want to see that. But I'm excited to see if this unlocks him. But boy, we can't see piano back to where, you know what it looks like. Me on the hoop court these days, you just can't bend, no elastic, and get a ball that maybe Dominic Smith or somebody else could.
Well, I mean, he's not going to be Dominic Smith. He could be Flores.
Huh? You got to hope. Wow, they got him up and running with no wheel.
You know who's available? And wait, they're moving Devers to first? Go get Suarez. They need a DH now.
You wish you had him.
Get another DH. We got a position for Devers.
Arizona only 5.5 back out of the wild card.
You know what, though?
Went to the World Series from the wild card.
Here's the difference between the Diamondbacks and the Giants. Yeah. Diamondbacks know they're going nowhere, and the Giants have convinced themselves that they are.
Man, they lost two. Just lost one.
I was hearing.
I'm excited more about the game tonight just because of this than I was before.
Oh, yeah, it'll be
maybe
fun.
This gets them going.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch a guy play a position he's never played before. See what happens.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
That was not what I thought Evan was going to say.
What did you think?
Honestly, like they were shutting him down for a little bit. Maybe IL stint. He said
he's got to be feeling pretty good.
Nope.
They're going to put him at first.
You are right. I'm going to shut my yapper.
Yeah, that's a bad one for you.
What?
Well, not only didn't they shut him down, they added to his responsibility.
Well, dude, I saw him running, and so did you.
I'm just saying.
He looked like Fred G. Stanford.
He's healthy. He's just slow.
You know what? Wasn't about speed.
Right, because he doesn't have
Rafi at first.
Evan, could it be he's the slowest guy? Who's slower than him? Devers.
I mean, I'm sure there are some people slower than him.
I'll tell you who's a lot faster than him is Cal Raleigh. Mm-hmm.
Well, he usually jogs around the bases, too.
That's true.
Well, dude,
that's a five.
That's how you fix that.
That's a five. Cal Raleigh also has about 10 steals. So,
Stoney, somebody asking, because I offered, was that the breaking news you were expecting?
I was bracing for something that was going to be underwhelming, yes. I mean, what'd you think? Kuminga's going to the Suns?
I just said it. I thought he was, when he said the Giant lineup, I said, oh, they're going to shut him down a little bit.
No, I found he was slower than him.
What position, E? Or do we got to go?
He's on the Giants.
Flores.
Wilmer Flores.
Dude, Stein, I don't think he's as slow as you're. He's hampered. That we know.
In terms of sprint speed, he's actually,
dude,
he's only the 47th slowest player in baseball.
Oh.
Sorry, Rafi.
You want to change your opinion now?
No. No, how about the way I compared him to a player and you guys had no idea who I was talking about.
I got
about.
Your back.
Was that your take?
Yeah. There's 750 players in MLB.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
I said he's Frank Howard.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, no, Ryan Howard. I'm like, no, Frank Howard.
That happened.
He's like Frank Howard.
OJ Howard?
No, Frank Howard played for the Washington Senators.
Colin Cowherd?
Yeah,
he was 6'7", and he was as slow as molasses, but I bet you he was faster than Devin.
Who was the Howard from the Royals? That was Frank Howard also, too.
It was Elston Howard, who was a catcher.
But Howard during the George Brett days, they had a Howard.
Howard Cosell?
That man.
No,
that
I'm going to say this, and maybe I'll be wrong. No, they didn't.
Was it Frank White?
Yes, they had Frank White, who was a second baseman.
And that's who it is, a brother.
Yeah. Yep. but that's not Howard. They had no Howard.
Evan, you were on to something. I wanted you to keep going. I couldn't help.
I didn't have any off the top of my
head. Yeah. Dude, Rafi at first. Dude, don't let him homer tonight. Just Evan, don't let him homer. We figured it out.
I kind of like the Giants tonight.
Dude.
Do you really?
We were talking about it.
I do.
Who's pitching for the Braves?
Some guy you've never heard of.
Speaking of which.
Schwellenbach?
His name is Daniel. He just got called up.
Look at his ERA. Not bad.
That doesn't tell the story sometimes.
He's been like two starts.
Yeah. Exactly.
How bad was Elder last night and they couldn't run him?
It's because they're not a good hitting team, dude.
But still, dude, he pitched like an Elder. And they just he lasted. Yeah. No, but seriously, Sonny, this puts some spunk in my junk now. I'm ready to watch the game.
Let's hear from Hayden Birdsong.
Hey, you had about 2 weeks in between this start and your last start. Was there anything that you were able to pinpoint in between these outings, or is there anything you've been able to pinpoint at all? It's the command issues.
I don't know right now, but that's every single time I have struggles with it, I try to find it and haven't found it yet, so we're keep working.
Last time, one of the last times this happened, you described the feeling as like having a force field around you. Is there, how would you describe?
Not around me, around the plate. That's more of a joke, but it just feels like that sometimes. And today felt good, just couldn't locate it, obviously, and couldn't land it really anything.
What do you do to maybe right the ship when you're running into these command issues?
We're back to step one. Whatever that is, but go back, look at film, see what I was doing in the minor leagues, see what I was doing up here early, just reset it. But that's all I got right now.
I know it's still fresh, but have there been any conversations about where your next appearance might be?
I have no idea. We'll see.
A poor kid.
No, everybody. Memo, he doesn't bite. My goodness, you were in the library. That was your voice you do. Stoney, I didn't like to tell you. Well, everybody's...
Don't you get...
My gosh.
You got a big problem.
This is Clubhouse / Locker Room 101. When a guy stinks and he stunk and you got to ask him about it, you do it in a more...
Oh, my God.
Like, Hayden, I know you've had some trouble with your control. Did you think you had worked something out? I mean, you can't say, Hayden, why do you stink?
I asked Evan about it. He had an experience with this. Walked his first three hitters. Evan, tell us what you thought about that force field around the plate when you feel like that you moved me this morning. Stoney left the room.
It's a real thing. Like if you, I would argue that there's nothing worse in sports than having the yips as a pitcher.
I don't like that you said you walked bases loaded and he yanked you.
Well, I walked the bases loaded. You're about to get him some runs.
What do you want him to do? Ask him to hit somebody? No. Why don't you ask him to throw at somebody?
I'd walk him on 12 pitches. Yeah, well, like I lost three batters the first time I came out of the bullpen in college, got yanked, and then I had the yips.
Evan.
He's so right. Like, a force field around home plate might be the most apt way to describe when you have no clue where the ball's going.
That's like the Steve Sachs thing, Donnie. Knobloch.
I'm disappointed. Like, you walked three guys coming out of the bullpen?
In my first collegiate appearance, yeah.
Evan, you got to come in. You got to come in. What happened?
He said he had the yips.
You don't think I tried?
It sounds like you were getting a little too fine.
Dude, it was my first start in college.
How come you didn't trust your stuff?
That's like you getting ripped first time you get in the game in college and then taking it the other way for a layup.
That happened in 10th grade for me. 10th grade is when I learned my lesson.
That never happened to me in high school.
Were you too, were you too amped? Or were you getting too fine? Or you didn't trust your stuff? Or
see, and this kind of questioning...
He thinks I'm being a jerk.
No, dead ass. Because the exact same thing is the way that people in the locker room are talking to Birdsong. And the answer is, you don't get it.
Wow.
You just don't get it.
I don't get what?
What you're asking. Because you've never had it happen to you. So there's no way that you could possibly understand what it feels like.
To what?
And any answer that someone gives you is not going to be adequate enough because you don't understand.
So there's nothing similar in any other sport?
Why didn't you just come in? Like, why didn't you just throw a strike? Because, dumb, I'm trying to do it, and I literally can't. That's like me asking, hey, Steiny, how come you can't hit a ball in the fairway?
I can.
No. But, like, when you're down bad, your swing's awful. How come you can't hit the fairway?
Well, I don't...
How come you can't hit the ball straight?
I don't miss the fairway 9 straight fairways. You know what I mean?
My point is...
Or 12, because you walk 3 guys, that's 12 balls.
Not in a row, you jackass. Oh. By the way...
Man, I hit a couple fairways in the middle of my dry spell.
How many free throws you missed in a row?
Oh, God. 3 tops?
Yeah, big moments, right?
No.
Well, you missed one to lose a game, remember?
No.
Remember, you missed one to lose a game against the brothers.
Yep.
No, you're getting your games mixed up. That was Eastern York, and they didn't have a black guy on the team. All right?
Estimated odds. This is how you know this show. Evan, get ready. He goes, Stoddy's going to hold this over your head forever.
Well, that's fine.
That's BS.
No, you are, and you will, and that's what you do.
Look how he's looking.
You're being a jerk.
That is in the file, Evan, for real.
Okay.
Estimated odds.
Ask me about the 10th grade game against Reading High.
I'm not going to.
Okay, I'll tell you anyway. They were bigger than me. They were quicker than me. They were smarter than me. I literally couldn't bring the ball up the court.
That's a physical thing, though. Okay. What I'm talking about is a mental breakdown in sports of which you've never experienced. And that doesn't mean you're better.
I almost feel like I want to say, no, I have, but you're probably right.
Yeah, and that's fine. But my point is, so when you ask these questions, you know nothing of what you speak, of which you speak. So
I'm taking offense to that. I'm an athlete. I can.
No, he's saying mentally you haven't been there though, Stoney. When you it's over.
Right. He's talking specifically about being a pitcher.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about not being able to serve the ball in tennis. I'm talking about not being able to tee off in golf. Like there are certain
Steve
things.
Sachs.
Yeah. People have the yips across sports, and if you haven't experienced it, with all due respect, you don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, it sounds.
That's
to
what
me
happened
like,
to Birdsong last night. He got the yips. He could not throw a strike. And the one time he did, it got hit to the wall.
I mean...
Like, so people asking him in the locker room when we're listening, what's going on? He doesn't know. That's the whole point. That's why you rarely ever see it. It's like Jared Saltalamacchia not being able to throw the ball back to the pitcher from behind home plate. Why can't you do it? It's the easiest thing in sports. They don't know. It's like a bowler that bowls at 300, next time out, rolls 4 straight gutters. Why? I don't know. It's a mental thing. That's why he has to be sent to Sacramento, because you're not going to be able to figure that out your next time out
at
the big league level.
He has to be sent to Sac?
No, you have to send him to Sac.
All right, 888-957-9570.
That was great. You're going to hold it over his head, though. That's the best part.
I got 3 days.
Yep.
He misunderstood. That's fine.
It'll come up. Man.
What's come up on the game is Evan sticking it to me. But also, whatever he did, it was brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What happened?
Dibs came in and he ran out.
Did you think it was a crossover?
No, it's our show. Why can't he come on now?
I don't care if he does or not. It's up to him, though.
I'm not going to
be like Shasky and make him come in here and do a fifth hour.
Hey, Evan, I got to ask you and the listeners something. I love my partner so much. End of the break, I say, hey, what'd you have for dinner last night? And your answer was, you made a ham sandwich.
Ham and cheese.
And I go, you didn't have dinner.
Yeah, you had
a sandwich.
That was dinner. What's your problem?
Can you cook? I'm just not no judgment here.
I mean, barely.
All right.
Yeah, I mean.
You're with me. I make a goulash. Yeah.
Evan, you good? He's not even.
Yeah. Dude.
What's up?
he said, are you good?
Oh, yeah. Are you good?
Not really.
Why?
You didn't get it.
This our last one for
you?
He's listening. You can talk to him.
It was a misunderstanding. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. He's going to tell us about the yips.
Tony.
Although apparently we can get Evan to tell us.
I'm making a rare appearance. Well,
where you been, Tony, real quick?
Who is she? What do you mean, where's she been?
She's the prediction, the psychic lady.
Oh,
where you been, Tony?
No, not the psychic. See, this is the problem. What you got to do is go to the source within.
Oh, okay.
So bird song. So what happens is, like, I had the yips once. I was in a tournament, and suddenly, you know, you've got other stuff going on. So it messes with your being able to find the source. So anyway, I was hitting the bottom of the net or hitting it over the fence, right? So what you got to do, that if that bird song is out there listening, you got to go to your source. I don't know if the boy has any spiritual, any religion, but you got to go in because, see, we're really God's fusion project. You know,
yeah.
They want science is real. This is a science is real, right? He's got to go to his center somehow, sit his butt down, do some meditation, maybe it'll turn
Tony.
To contemplation, and then you get into that fearless place, right?
Yeah.
And he'll be able to stand up there all day and, you know, hit those curveballs and whatever. But right now he's stuck in his head, and he's got to get into his soul, right? And he's got to fuse with it, and it will give him what he needs.
Yeah. He's got no shot.
Tony's got it. Hire her, Giants! They need to hire Tony.
I can help him more. You got to come in.
A mental war. You couldn't even help Evan just a second ago. How are you going to help somebody else?
I could have helped him if I were there that day.
What would you have said, Stoddy?
Well, contrary to what people may think, I'm not a yeller and screamer. I would appeal to him on a human level. I say, how you feeling, buddy? What's going on? Okay, so I come out.
You'd be an awful pitching coach.
Okay. No doubt.
Okay, so
you
hey, buddy,
from,
feel free to throw a strike here.
Well, the idea here's the thing, and I get yips, but the idea that you can't explain it, then what's a coach supposed to do? Like if you come out of that game,
well, you got to get him out first. Yeah.
Okay, so you take Evan out of the game, and I go over, and I'm like, what's I'm trying to be as nice as I can. Like, buddy, what's going on? What happened out there?
I just walked three, coach.
Are you feeling all right? Do you feel like physically are you okay? Or
no, I feel horrible. I just let my team down.
But you don't know why.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, then you're we don't have much use for you. I mean, you got to try to figure it out, son.
There he is.
You got to try
there
to figure
he
it
is.
Out, son. You got to figure it out. And Hayden will. Hey, Rafi Devers. Playing first.
Dude, I'm excited.
Over, under half an error.
Over.
Now, I believe you believe that. He's played the hot corner. He knows how to field the ball.
Different side of the infield.
I get that.
He wasn't a good fielder either.
It's not like he's never played the infield. That's
he's never played first base.
That I get.
Okay.
But he's taken. He's seen some of the hardest balls come off the bat in Major League Baseball. So from that vantage point, he'll be fine.
Yeah, so,
I'm wondering where he creeps over, guard the line or not. Can he stretch out? That's my concern. Gymnastics. You know what I mean? Like, if we see a ball get hit down the, and you're like,
guru,
I could have got that. Like, then we got problems.
Like, this is where I struggle. Okay. And this is just how I put things together. Maybe I'm crazy. He's never played first.
Gotcha.
I'm not anticipating a Gold Glover down there. And I'm anticipating some subtle things that may hurt them.
Ew, Stani, that's a risk.
I know it is.
Ah. You lose six straight, and that's a risk.
I mean, by the way.
Somebody just, guru was horrible.
Would you stop?
But that's how you get them when you read it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
they think they came. No, nah, they got you. Nah, don't you get it?
No, they know they trolled when I say it.
You bet. They trolled. And you bit.
No. We got to stop using bit.
Not that kind of bit.
Yeah, well, you don't understand that, Stan. You are off today when it comes to the telepathy of the mental game. Had Evan on your couch and he left to a different doctor because you weren't prescribing the right stuff. Listen,
is what you don't understand, and it's why Barry Bonds would never be a good manager, because the great athletes don't make great coaches. I'll acknowledge that. That's why I never got into coaching.
But you're not a great athlete.
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. Well, you shot 84. When you read the trollism, they get mad because they want that to really affect me. So if I didn't read it, they'd be like, oh, I got it.
What do you think of this, Goo?
Yeah. It's bothering me. Here's my speech.
Here's something. 1:30. It's 1:26.
All right.
I'll make this point to you. So here's a conclusion I've come to. So you have said a lot of times, you know, Adamas gets hot, he can carry you, right?
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay. So over the last 30 games, Adamas is hitting 300. He's had seven homers.
I love it.
They're 11-20, okay? So apparently Adamas can't carry.
Right.
He can't. He's not good enough.
Well, the whole plan was devised that he would have some help. But he is not a problem at the plate right now, and I'm being real. I feel like when he's at the plate, the ball has become a softball because he's so locked in. That means he's going to get on base every time. So I'm with you. Mike Trout on line one for what you're trying to make. One guy at the top of his game can't carry a whole offense, okay? But he needs some help, and he's got – I'm looking at Chapman. I'm looking at everybody in an orange and black uniform. It's time to start hitting. And if our pitching is going to take a step back, and it did with this announcement of Birdsong going back to sack, man, we got to start hitting our way out of these problems.
See, this is also the way I look at Birdsong. Okay, he's out of the rotation.
For now.
Whoever takes his place is not going to be as bad as he's been for his last five
starts.
And
that's why you make the change. Nobody would say anything different with that point.
Here's the other thing, and I get it. Adamas went 4-for-5. He, great, great game last night. But
last month.
But I also I watched the whole game, and I listened to Flem and everybody. In the first inning, did you catch this?
What you got?
Adamas hit what looked like a rope, and Fleming got excited. He's like, drive into left center. Ah! And it just kind of hung up. And Fleming goes, oh, well, that ball wasn't hit as hard as we thought he did.
I love that.
And that's Adamas. Like, that's who Adamas is. He's just not hitting the ball as hard as you think.
What are you saying? What about when he hit against the Dodgers in Triple Alley that went out?
Triple's Alley
that went
out.
He hit a couple in Toronto. Well, bombs.
He's got fit. Yeah, he does. He hits homers on the road.
He's got the 15. One I speak of mm-hmm. was in Triples Alley, and it went out. He crushed it.
Yeah, he's hit five homers this year at home. He's hit 10
on
the road.
You like to see that grow.
You think?
He's hot. And yeah, I see. Think he took that L.
It just doesn't translate to winning. It's like Kuminga in the Minnesota series. Sure, he scored 30 tonight.
I'm not going to mention Adamas and Kuminga in the series.
Sure, he scored 30, but...
Stoney, stop.
Theodore Rand...
I don't even got it up. What did he say?
On the YouTube chat, Giddings got the yips and Steiny got Wally pipped by Terry Scott.
Who's Terry Scott?
Terry Scott was one of my teammates at Franklin and Marshall College.
Dude, wow. That's knowing the show, bro.
I thought he was going to say Rick Bucher.
And hey, Theo, mouth. Terry was a center. Okay? He was a center.
But you have shared with us, and I'm not trolling.
And let me tell you something about Terry Scott.
Missing free throws to cost your game. That happened to you.
I missed the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they've gotten rid of now in basketball. Right.
But that's
because
still
1-1s
yeah.
put... Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I give you that.
1-1s put more pressure on a player, and we don't want that. We don't want more pressure on pro athletes. We want to give them two shots rather than a 1-1 because then they may have to make the first one to get the second one, and nobody likes that.
There's still a 1-1 in college.
For two team fouls. Yeah. Like, I think it's 7, it's 1-1, and then when they get to 10, it goes to two shots. Nick in Berkeley.
Nicky.
And then we got Gurus. What are you doing again?
Manager.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Nick.
Hey, so the yips, if I could describe it, would be your mind is not even working right because you're trying to grab the baseball, the ball doesn't feel right. You're trying to, like, move it around in your hand, find some different seams, throw big seams or across the seams, with the seams. It's like nothing is working. It's like when your feet are moving around, you're just, like, dislocated. You're kind of mind in a weird way. The more you try to throw the ball straight, the less it's going to go straight.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is you just got to rear back and throw the ball as hard as you can. And wherever it goes, it goes. But these guys are pro players. Make this some practice, bro. How about tell the umpire to keep throwing balls back and forth, play catch with the umpire until you get a ball that feels good in your hand. I don't know what he was doing. I've never even heard of somebody going that long, getting nobody out. And I don't know what Melvin and the hitting coaches are doing. Lay down some bunts if you can't hit. Go back to basics, man. Take some ground balls and practice fly balls. Because you're in the pros doesn't mean you don't have to practice. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I got you, Nick. Did you...
I mean, you get yips
Evan, did
everywhere.
You just try to rear back and fire at any point?
Yeah, you try everything.
Okay.
Like Hayden Birdsong last night, you could tell he reared back and tried to throw it as hard as he could because he hit a guy.
Yeah, and almost hit him in the head, face.
He put Acuna on the deck, and then he hit Sean Murphy when he buzzed the tower.
And what about the Braves up, what, 5 runs stealing bases in the 8th inning? I think Profar stole the bat. I didn't like that. That was Bush League. What?
Yeah, okay. But the Giants have more come-from-behind wins than any team in
They're
baseball.
They're not hitting right now. They weren't coming back.
You know what? Hey, Jerickson. Don't stay.
No. I'm going to miss you too, man.
Go ahead, Goo.
Close the door.
Get the Giants. Hold on. Hold on a sec. Am I a player or am I a...
I just wanted you... Yeah, you're
I'm
just,
in the locker room.
Yeah, you're in the clubhouse.
Okay, but who am I? Am I a player?
Yeah, you're a player.
Okay.
All right. I'm talking to everybody.
I'm just getting dressed. Yep. Like, how's it going to start? Go ahead.
Hey, guys, listen. We are playing bad baseball.
Whoa. Somebody go get Rafi. Somebody go get Rafi. He's not here yet.
Where is he?
He's in the training room.
Yeah, hey, Evan, he just can't. Because it's a...
Hold on. Rafi! No, we're having a team meeting.
Hurry up.
No,
listen.
We know you didn't go in Boston. You got to come to him here. Okay, here he is.
Close the door. I'm not going to cry. I'm really not. But I'm disappointed not in all of you and myself. I'm disappointed in everybody. Well, I failed this team. Hold on. Just be quiet right now. Buster, listen. Rafi's playing first base tonight. And that's going to set us off like a firecracker. It was embarrassing last night to watch what we did in the field. I understand we can't win every game, damn it. But what we did last night with the glove, that can't ever happen again. I failed you. So what's going to happen is Devers, you're at first tonight. Go out there and be the best you can be. And guys, play for one another. We're not playing for each other. We're just out there. And we embarrassed the city of San Francisco last night and this proudful organization. So tonight, go out there and fight. But do it for yourself, too. Do it for the team. We're 3.5 back. We got time. But how we've been playing and performing, it's embarrassing. And all I need from you is to be the best version of you. And I'm going to be more passionate. You're going to get this, Melvin, from here on out, Jack. And don't be mad or take it personal. But I'm going to kickstart this team. And I'm going to kick you in the ass. We got to get going. 3.5 back. Bring it in. 1, 2, 3. Let's go, Giants. It don't work in baseball.
No, it doesn't.
Evan, that was a half. I get it. But it don't work. You threw me off with the whole shenanigan.
Oh, look, here comes Rafi.
That was the best party.
I think he was out with Will Clark working it first.
Dude, that was the big. You ruined it. You threw me off. But, dude, if they, I'm telling you, when I get back, if they like win 5 or 6 or 6 or 7, it won't be that many days, but this is what you need in baseball. We put Rafi at first and we took off.
Yeah, I mean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's possible, and it's also possible that him playing first has nothing to do with whether he gets hot or not.
But if it did, if he hits a homer tonight.
Well, it's vintage you. It'd be vintage you.
Talk to me.
Yeah, you will say it's A to B. He's hitting because they put him at first. But if somebody else posits something like that, you're like, oh, Steiny, no.
Do you think there could be a correlation? And I'm not saying he's mad. Then maybe him back to being in the field.
You want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
If you've watched Devers in the last 7 to 10 days, he's hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, I got you.
He's not had a lot of great luck. So as a guy who's watched baseball for a while, I think he's getting closer to getting hot.
Yeah.
Whether he goes to first or not. Let's go to Roy in San Leandro.
Roy, this is our guy. Sounds like Willie Mays.
Oh, really?
As a guy who's watched baseball for a while.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Roy?
Good. I just wanted to say about the Giants.
Turn that radio down.
They're not gonna go to no playoffs. The Giants got as about much chance to go to the playoffs as the 63 Mets. You know, that's all it is to it. You know, what Buster Posey needs to do, he needs to go ahead on and trade off a few pieces and get some players who are getting ready to come up at the minor league level. I don't know if I told both of you, but I played for the Twins farm team after military service.
Wow.
And I was pretty good successful until I hurt my knee. And you know, like what I'm saying is that, you know, that the Giants had a halfway decent spring training, but at the same time though, they needed, you know, whenever the hitting starts, then the pitching goes south. Then when the pitching starts to go good, they can hit. What I'm trying to say is that they got a combination of veterans and young players, and what they need to do is trade off some pieces and prepare for next season because they're not going nowhere. I'm telling both of you that.
Hey, Roy.
Oh, man.
Hey, Roy, real quick, and I'm being serious. Like, did you know Harmon Killebrew?
I met him before.
Tony Oliva?
Yeah, I met... Yeah, I met both of them, and I met, what's his name?
Carew,
Rod
Carew?
Kirby Puckett.
Yeah.
I never met Carew.
Lyman Bostock?
Meet Carew. Yeah.
Wow. Roy, real quick, what position did you play?
Second.
Look at Roy!
And a little bit of third, and, you know, and sometimes short.
What do you think about Devers at first?
That's why I say plan for next year. That's what I'm trying to say. Plan all of that for next year, because I'm telling you, they got about as much chance to make the playoffs as the 62 Mets.
Well, okay. Hey, thanks, Roy.
Wow.
And I'm glad he said 62 Mets. I thought the first time he said 63.
Tell me, because I don't know.
The 62 Mets were 40 and 120.
Dude.
Now, the 63 Mets were a lot better. They were 51 and 111.
I got to believe that's the record for most losses.
I think it is.
120?
It was set last year.
Yeah, I was going to say the White Sox last season.
How many?
I think they only won 37 or maybe.
That was the first year of the Mets, by the way.
Should let the fans in free when you got a record like that. Just come in, sit down.
Well, they weren't. They were an expansion hot dog. Team.
I'm talking about the White Sox.
They're an expansion team.
No, Stein, last year.
You know the manager of that Mets team?
Casey Stengel.
Yeah, legendary manager, right?
Yeah.
Oh, also boy. Managed one of the worst teams in the history of baseball.
Huh. Did he become a bad manager all of a sudden for the Mets after he won titles with the Yankees?
Wow, man. 120. I'll let everybody in free.
They were an expansion team. I don't even know if they were, actually.
So technically, the White Sox had more wins. They also had more losses than the 62 Mets, because there's an extra 8 games.
Devers at first.
You know who's on that Mets team? You probably never heard of him, but he became famous for being on that Mets team. Marv Throneberry. He was in Miller Lite commercials. And he's on that Mets team, so. Marvelous Marv Throneberry? No.
Remember Leo Mazzilli?
It was Lee Mazzilli.
What did I say?
Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Lee Mazzilli was a center fielder who had speed.
Yeah, the lefty.
Played for the Mets.
Yeah. Look at Goo.
No, look at me.
All right, Mouth. Yeah. What was my favorite pitcher, honestly? Doc Gooden's rookie year.
24-4.
No, what was the year?
I don't 86.
Why I want to say 84?
Because you might be right.
I'm going to look it up. A lot of people said that
it was 84.
Austin in San Jose saying I gave the Valkyrie pod speech. That didn't hit well.
You should have thrown something in the studio.
Dude, that Shasky did that.
I think.
Dude.
What?
What if they take off with this move? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. With what move?
Devers the first.
Oh.
Tomorrow, what if they go? I'm just saying, if they go 5 in a row.
You know what? This is a great time for
this
you.
This is why I love baseball.
This is a great time for you
if
to take some time off.
This is what you like. Like, we moved Devers to first, and bam, we took off.
I saved the day.
I'm that. Dude, man.
I'm so glad you're taking the next 3 days off.
Hey, why?
Although,
seriously, ideally, there was a little realism in that.
Ideally, the Giants lose 11-2 tonight, and Devers has 4 errors. But.
Oh, Stoddy, stop.
But I don't want that to happen.
I want him to just don't have piano back with the ball down. Like, he's got to stretch out and lay out.
Oh, he ain't going to be doing much diving.
That's effing better.
Has he slid this year?
Well, he tripped that one time.
Okay.
I want to say at home against, who was it when I was in Texas? Was it down? Who'd they play? Who was that weekend series?
I don't think he was on the team when they played Texas.
He slid at home plate once, but it was kind of like a little bit of
He got thrown out by a half mile. No, he was standing up. Just tagged him. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. All right, we got crossover coming up next. And you know what that means? We're almost out of here. Dibs and Grandy coming in on the other side.
Shout out, Roy.
95.7 The Game.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.